This goes to Dr. Holmes. His fax is 989-463-1713 regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Bovee, B-O-V like Victor, E-E. Date of birth, 9/19/1961. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mr. Bovee, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria and diabetic nephropathy. He initially had a telemedicine consultation April 6th of 2021 during the COVID period, and he had a teleconference at that time, but never had any follow-up appointments. He canceled them and did not reschedule. So today it has been greater than 3 years, and he comes back as a new patient. His biggest complaint is excessive alcohol use. He drinks every day, quite large amounts, and he has not been drinking for about 12, he believes it's 2 weeks to 12 days to 2 weeks, and he maybe longer. He is going to work with the 10-16 program for counseling and to remain alcohol-free. He's feeling well. He is tired, he reports, that is his main problem. He had been off diabetic medications, including Ozempic he had tried in the past, and Rybelsus, but his hemoglobin A1C increased to 7.2, so a month ago he restarted Ozempic 0.5 milligram once a week. Well, he's feeling fine except for the fatigue. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and morbid obesity, also alcohol abuse. Past surgical history, he had a right knee arthroscopic surgery in 2016, and then a right total knee replacement in March of 2023. He's had bilateral carpal tunnel release surgeries in 1984. He had a vasectomy in 1998 and several colonoscopies. Social history, he is an ex-tobacco chewer. He quit doing that in 1992, and he's never smoked cigarettes, or he has never used electronic cigarettes. He was drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, and he's undergoing counseling at this point to help him quit. He is married, and he is a farmer by trade. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and dementia. Review of systems, negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to bee stings, medications. He's on Lipitor 40 milligram daily, metformin 500 milligram daily, losartan 100 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. He has been using Motrin over-the-counter 200 milligram, usually two tablets at least once a day for many years, and he is weaning off that and trying to stop it completely. He uses EpiPen as needed for bee sting. Ozempic is 0.5 milligram once weekly, and he's on naltrexone, N like November, A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E, 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 341 pounds, pulse is 81, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/80, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Pulses are 2 plus, pedal pulses 2 plus bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/16/2024. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is in the microscopic range of 137. Creatinine 0.83, calcium 10, sodium 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 4.6, AST and ALT are both normal. Lipid panel is normal. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.1. Hemoglobin 15.0, normal white count, normal platelets, and at normal differential levels. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function. 2, microalbuminuria. We've encouraged the patient to continue with the 1016 program to cease using alcohol. He's going to taper off Motrin completely and then avoid use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've requested labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.